You are tuned into the University of CJSW here at 90.9 FM. My name is Marta, and although we focus a lot on the issues surrounding undergraduate students, there are many postgraduate students that call the University of Calgary home. The Graduate Students Association and its executives administer services to the 6,000 postgraduates here. And they have an election coming up. And to talk a bit more about the process is Jeremy Hexum, who is the Chief Returning Officer. How are you doing?
Great, thank you very much for having us on.
Of course. So just basically, what positions are available?
Well, we've got our president, our vice president academic, vice president student life, and vice president finance and services.
What is the process of becoming nominated in the election?
Well, basically, you have to go to the website, and we've got all our forms online, so you have to print off the form, fill it out, sign it, you know, do all the fun stuff that you could do with any election, and then get several people to nominate you. I believe it's five of your fellow graduate students. You hand your paperwork into the GSA office, which is on the second floor of the McKimmy complex right across from Graduate Studies. And your name will be checked and verified, and we'll give you an email to say, yes, you've been nominated. And we're actually looking for people to run. One of the issues that we as the Graduate Students Association face is that we don't tend to have a lot of elections. We tend to have a lot of acclamations. So we do want people to run for positions. As the returning officer, I would actually like to have an election this year and have a little bit of fun with that.
During the campaign time when people do decide to run and they're nominated and they're on the ballot, how can they inform others about what their platform is?
Well, of course, we'll have links on our website that everyone can do it. And, of course, you can also put up posters around the campus like you do with the undergrads. Now, our elections are a week after the undergraduate elections, so we do try and pace it a little bit, and we don't decorate the campus quite as much as the undergrads, but we do it, and we also let students know through the weekly newsletters that we put out and the website. So, I mean, students, it's like the undergrads. They have the ability to put up websites and platforms, and we post it on the website. And we'll check everything to make sure it's legit and you can actually do what you're saying. But yeah, it's the same process as a normal election.
And what's the deadline to submit your nomination forms?
Nominations close next Wednesday, February 19th at 4:30 p.m. And then the campaigning will start. We'll notify everyone on the 20th. And the campaigning begins 8 a.m. on the 24th. And voting is on March 10th and 11th, and it's done through a Blackboard system. So all graduate students get to are registered in a class through Blackboard, and it's just you go on and fill out a poll, and that's how we do it. Because we don't have a lot of people running, we don't have as complicated system as the undergrads have.
And if there's anyone listening out there who might be kind of on the fence about running, what would you say to encourage them to actually throw their hat in the race?
Well, I would say, I mean, we're looking, the ideal candidate is someone who's been involved with the GSA, either sitting on one of our committees, come to the GRC, which is the General Representatives Council. So if those people there, you know, get involved. There's a lot to learn. Our positions are posted. Meet with the executive. The executive would love to meet and go for a coffee with anyone who wants to run. And, I mean, a lot of people may say, okay, this isn't the right year for me. There are challenges running for the executive and being a graduate student. So, you know, maybe you don't want to run this year, but look at it for next year. I mean, if nobody runs this year and we have acclamations, that's great. Next year, I'd love to have a proper election. So I actually want people to also think about running for the following years.
That's great information to find out. And once again, people can find all that information on the GSA website,
which is gsa.ucalgary.ca. And the elections are right on the main front page.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Jeremy.
Thank you very much for having me.